with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear Carole King singing Beautiful, you know that there is a beautiful lady in the studio with you this morning. Christina Leavenworth is here with Leavenworth team of Leaven Ranky Realty. Good morning.
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm liking this warmer weather.
What do you think? Have you guys been talking about the fake spring?
No. When you said it, I started laughing because in the back of my mind going, it's coming.
Yes.
That one more cold snap.
Yes.
It's coming.
People have been saying, what do you think about this fake spring? I'm like, I'm going to just believe that it's here to last.
Yeah, I'm kind of going from heavy sweaters. A week ago, I was wearing heavy sweaters.
I know. I don't know what to do in my closet.
Exactly.
I really don't. It means you need a new home with a bigger closet, and you can call me.
Okay.
Hear that segue?
Nice segue. So tell us, Christina Leavenworth, all about what you do.
Yeah, well, real quick, I did bring a guest today.
I see that. Just in time for Valentine's Day.
I brought my handsome husband. Milan, you want to say hi?
Oh, wait a minute. I got to get you on there. Okay, try that again.
Good morning, everyone.
There he is.
Yes, so, I brought him in just to have fun because it's always fun to come into the radio station. It's
yes.
my favorite show and tell item.
It's so
like,
fun.
Come to the radio with me. It's really fun.
Okay, Milan, so you have a little bit of an accent. Where are you from, sir?
So originally from Paris, France.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Oui, oui.
But he's an American now.
Good for you.
He has his American citizenship.
Congratulations.
Moved to Pensacola in 2012 when I met Christina and never left.
I don't blame you. I don't
blame
you one
bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, my last name is Pelletier. So my father's French, Canadian, so I'm like a soft spot. And Paris is on my wish list of places to go sometime on my bucket list. I've got to get there. Have you all gone?
I have a to-do list for you.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm going
to
call you.
Hey, not only do we have our vendor list that we're always happy to give people. If anyone's going to Paris,
yes.
we legit have a must-do things. If
yes.
you're going to Paris, text my team, 850-378-1260. And while you're doing that, just put favorite realtor there. Christina, realtor, whatever will make it easy to find,
mm-hmm.
and we'll send you this Paris list.
I love it.
Honestly, like just being, our hearts are to help people all the time,
right?
No matter what they need. And I'm in different networking groups, and I was sharing a story, and they said, hey, what is the best type of referral for you? I was like, anybody that just wants to talk real estate. It doesn't need to be anyone ready to buy or sell, just somebody that needs advice in the real estate world.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a great example of it. We actually have an awesome home out in Milton. It's on 3 acres. We have it priced at $699, but another realtor had it before us, and we had to tell this guy. He's like, you know, like a dude's dude. We're like, your house is pink. He's like, I know, and I hate it. He goes, we actually painted it tan. He's like, but due to the light and the color of the roof, now it looks like I have a pink house.
Oh, how funny.
And I was, if they would have came to us, we could have said, hey, here are some really good colors to go with because we know what pulls. And we also work with really good painters that are going to say, hey, this is going to look a little pink. So we got it repainted white, and it looks like a totally different house. It looks stunning. His wife was so happy. She was like, I've been begging you for this. If you're going to make those decisions and make a change, I hate it when you spend money and mm-hmm. it's not bringing any value. So if you talk to us, we can say, here's some great paint colors. We can just help with any of that stuff. And we love doing it.
Absolutely. Well, and the same thing goes for flooring and for carpet and for decor. You want to have those samples, but bring them into the house because the way the sunlight hits it can change the color, right?
Absolutely. And we work with such great vendors. One of our flooring guys, he has a mobile showroom where he brings all the flooring with him.
Wow.
So you don't have to go to the store and bring it back. You can just go in the house and plop it out right then and there and
mm-hmm.
figure out what works.
Okay. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth. If you have a question about real estate market, things that are trending, maybe you're trying to decide whether to buy or sell, text in that question at 850-437-1620.
Yes, please. We love your questions. It's the most fun because I love it when I get stumped because then I learn something new. I have to go figure that out. And also, it's just a great way to, you know, we know so much. We have so much experience, and we get so many crazy questions that I can be like, actually, I know that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are, I believe, the number one realtor, one of the number one realtors here.
Yes. Yes, we're the number one team in Pensacola.
That's what I thought, which means you really have access to the best properties and quite a diversity of properties, correct?
Absolutely. And we just do it all day, every day. And I am not a bragging type person. It's hard to almost do that. But whenever we meet with people and we say, hey, we sell more than 200 homes a year, and we're the number one team in Pensacola, we're only saying that so you know we have the experience mm-hmm. to get you to closing. And we actually know what we're talking about when it comes to pricing.
So what are you seeing now? We're into February now of 2026. What is this? What is our local real estate market looking like right now? Where are we trending?
I mean, we're seeing things move, but it's really all about being priced right. And I was talking to a teammate the other day, and I was like, if you go to a store and there are five black hats, and you actually need a black hat, but four of them are $10, as mm-hmm. one is $8. You're going to buy the one at $8. It just makes common sense. So if you are in a neighborhood where there's a lot of inventory, you have to be priced below it. And then we even were talking. I was like, well, what if one of the hats has fake diamonds on it? She's like, I'm still getting the $8 one because I personally don't want those diamonds on it, or I can do it myself. Mm-hmm. So figuring out where that value is, there might be a buyer that will give you that value because you have prettier flowers than the other ones.
Right.
But a lot of people just want a better deal because they can plop those flowers in themselves. Mm-hmm. So looking at that pricing is just really key. And, you know, listening, looking at the comparables. We want your home to sell for as much money as possible and as quickly as possible. That we make more money if we do that.
Right, of course.
But we don't want it sitting and then you're at risk of lowball offers and just people coming in way lower than what you want. So it's a delicate balance.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm thinking about selling, what is the first thing I should do?
Call us.
Don't you appreciate that? I just kind of lobbied
yes.
that to
you. Call That's us beautiful. Because we can at least like get the ball rolling, give mm-hmm. you an idea of like what it might be worth. It may not make sense for you to sell. It may right. not. You might go, you know what? That doesn't leave me enough money to get the next property I want. Talk with us. And then if we do decide that financially it makes sense, we're going to give you a to-do list of things to do. And Milan lives with me, so he experiences some of these things. Because I live a lot like how I help people prep their homes mm-hmm. because I do it all day. And I see a lot of pretty houses, so I always have ideas. But nothing on the countertops. That is a big one. I want right. nothing on the countertops. No magnets on the fridge. None.
Good thing I'm not Andy, actually, because she wouldn't make me work all the time.
Yeah, if he was handy, I'd be like, ooh, let's put some trim up
you
here.
Were
let's
smart
do
to
this.
Say no, I'm not right away.
Yeah, he's like, that is a skill I don't have.
See, because this could go either way. I mean, if you're in your business, you're super neat and composed, and then at home, it looks like a hurricane hit it.
Of course, I have the drawers.
Oh, okay.
We
I was
all
say.
Have our special okay. drawers.
I feel better now. I feel better now.
We all have that. But again, like just like the as much as you love your kids' drawings and pictures, mm-hmm. if we're showing your home, we don't want those up. We don't. Your kids, you know, bubble pink room, sometimes we can work with it, but we're going to yeah, probably take down their drawings, all their Barbies, and we'll shove them places with you. We will put them in all those junk drawers for you. Or get them in,
drawers.
Drunk, junk, in the junk drawers for them and put them in the garage. And the way we call it, it's pre-packing.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we say decluttering, that is sensitive for some people. Where they go, my house doesn't have clutter.
Whoa.
So we're saying we're pre-packing. We okay. want to get this as like bare minimum as possible so people can envision themselves there.
Right.
But yeah, the first things I say, if they're asking, like, get everything off your countertops, all, you know, personal photos down, all the stuff off the fridge. Mm-hmm. And that's a good starting point. And then when we come in, we always come in about 30 minutes to an hour before photos. And we might pull up some rugs. Maybe there was a coffee pot left out. Sometimes it's okay. But if it's right. a weird color and it's moldy, we're going to probably throw it away. Yeah. We bring our white magic quilt. And
You've
we put
talked
that,
about that
on the beds just to make it look better.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking at an Airbnb or a hotel, they always have a beautiful white comforter because it makes it look like bigger. It makes it look clean. And so we bring that and throw that on the bed to make it look good. Those are just some of the things.
Very nice. So that's a start. And then that's the interior, but there's also the exterior.
Pressure washing, big thing if you can do it, as well as just sprucing it up. Mm-hmm. With it being spring, let's bring some mulch. Let's pop in some pretty little flowers with pops of color. And that goes a long way.
Okay. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you this morning. I know you've got something on your mind that you've been thinking about. Now's the time to ask Christina.
Yes. If you have any question at all, don't be afraid. You can text it in. We don't even have to hear your voice.
Just text it
on in. Yeah. If you have some like embarrassing question, you're like, oh, I feel kind of embarrassed to ask it. We don't even know who you are.
Well, I love asking for a friend.
Yes. Yeah. Asking for a friend.
That's right.
I love that. I mean, because again, in your mind, you're like, oh, that's a dumb question. There's no dumb questions. There really isn't. You've never done this before. We're here to hold your hand and just really lead you through this process because it's an emotional process. It's your home.
Mm-hmm.
And your home is so special.
Okay. Here's a question that just came in. I'd like to sell my house, but I know that it's not in good condition. Can I sell it as is and get away with it?
100%. 100%, but we like to meet with you and figure out what is going to be the best for money in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's in a certain state where it's going to be very hard for a buyer to get financing on it, you're pretty much just looking at cash buyers. And cash buyers typically want a discount on a home. If it's something simple where maybe it does need a new roof, we work with roofers who will get paid at closing. And that way we can open it up to people that do need financing and we can make it look the best we can with what you got. But we sell as is homes all the time.
Okay. We just got another text. Very important. It says, I heart Christina and Milan.
Aw, I'll have to see whose number that is.
I don't
is.
Have a name. I just have the number. So that was
That's
very
so
sweet.
Fun. So.
And those are allowed too. We love those comments.
Yeah, Milan doesn't do real estate. He actually does magic. He's a magician.
I heard that. Okay, I have a lot of things I like to make disappear.
Do you know that is one of the biggest like comments he gets whenever he's doing a gig?
Oh, no, I thought I was being so original.
Yeah,
that is actually like when I perform and that's the number one thing that comes up is like I'll perform to a couple and the guy will be like, how do I make my wife disappear?
Ooh.
And I'm like, sir, she's right there. She's
yes,
right
yes,
here.
Yes.
Like right next to you.
And he goes, he's like, if you keep saying comments like that, she probably will.
Yeah, right. And especially 2 days before Valentine's Day,
yes.
Probably not a good idea.
Yes, but it's always fun with him because whenever I meet clients or anything, you know, you get to know each other along the way.
Yeah.
And they're like, what does your husband do? I'm like, he's a magician.
Where do you perform, Alon?
I perform like a lot of private event here in town. I have a monthly residency at Area Roy downtown, and I do a lot of school show as well.
Fun!
He does a lot of nonprofits, and it's really special for like kids to see it. And then he ties in confidence, being kind.
Nice.
So there's a bigger message to the magic. So it's really cool.
Oh, I love that. I love
it's
that.
Really fun.
I want to come see your show.
Absolutely. Well, I'll text you the next time he's doing
this
somewhere.
Let me know. I would love to see it.
And he's not like the magician that lives in his mom's basement. No offense to any magicians that are listening out here. But when we first started dating, I called my friends. I'm like, ooh, I met a boy. And they were like, oh, tell us more. I was like, and he does magic. And they were like, Christina, I'm a little concerned. And I was like, no, but Milan's cool and does magic. It's really fun.
He's really handsome and does magic.
He's handsome and he's French and he does magic. So it's a blast. It's a blast.
Done.
Check. Yeah, absolutely. And just doing the nonprofits is cool when
he does that.
That's
very sweet. Well, I can't wait to get a chance to see what you do. I think it's
great.
Yeah,
and you can follow him on social, Milan the Magician.
Okay.
And follow me on social. It's just Christina Leavenworth. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Facebook. And I talk about real estate, but I also talk about things happening in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Just like things that I think are interesting. And it's usually happy stuff.
Right.
Because that's more fun to talk about. From a news background, I don't really ever want to do negative news again.
I hear
you. But talk about happy stuff and how it impacts Pensacola. Because if Pensacola is thriving, your property values will likely be thriving. Those go hand in hand. So when we're seeing more stuff come here, it's great. And it's like we're just more on the map than ever. We win so many awards. We got like Best Beach. Pensacola got Best Beach. And then Navarre at number 2. So we're really on the map there. So follow me. And you can always reach out, direct message. And I always write back. So if you have any real estate questions and you don't get them in today, just let me know. And I'm happy to answer them.
Okay, we've got got some text rolling in, and we got a clarification about the comment that was from Chandra, one of my friends at the Navarre Chamber.
Oh, awesome.
Morning, Chandra. We love you. Okay, now we got a more serious question. This is from Jeff, so thanks for sending this in, Jeff. Jeff wants to know why or what is the difference between a cash sale and a loan sale?
So when you're selling your home and you have a cash offer, it's more secure because that money is there. When you're going through finance, you're looking at, is it going to appraise? You're going to have insurance in order to get financing. So going as is going to be tough, especially for people that are VA buyers or different things like that. There's some things insurance are no goes on. If you have any sort of plumbing leak, some electrical issues, roof issues, they don't want to insure you. Like, would you insure someone that has a hole in their roof? No. So that type of thing. Cash can close in 7 days, whereas a loan is closer to 30 days. That being said, if you have a home in good condition and we have a buyer that seems real solid, maybe they're putting 20% down, if you received a financed offer versus a cash offer, I'd see, and let's say the financed offer was higher, I'd see no problem taking the financed offer because we get a pre-approval. We talk to the lender. We say, hey, like, how legit are they? We talk to the other agent. Are they going to get to closing? So in that situation, but there are times when people go, I want to go with cash. I don't want any maybes. I just want to get to closing.
Okay, great question. Got another one that came in just a few minutes ago. Are there any Pensacola neighborhoods that are still undervalued?
Ooh, undervalued. That's tough. Like, I, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Mm-hmm. It depends on what the person wants as far as selling it. Because, I mean, you can still get really good deals in any neighborhood, depending on how quickly they want to move and really what their motivation is. Whereas other people, they'll say, you know what? I don't have to move. I'm just going to put a price on it and see what happens. So it depends. Undervalued, I think that'd be tough to say. I mean, Navy Point, I mean, everything's gone up so much.
Right.
The west side of Pensacola, I think as more development is done, I think we're going to see it sprawl out with everything they're doing, like maybe with the Bay Center, if that gets approved, and then Hard Rock by Reverb areas in like 32501. The mayor said he's doing a ton in that area, like near Armstrong Park and near a library there.
The port too.
Right. All the stuff they're doing with the port. So anything that's within like 10, 15 minutes of there, for me as an investor, I would be looking at those areas.
Okay. And a follow-up question from the same listener. Also, if you can talk about interest rates for 2026 and how this will impact the market in your opinion.
So they're hoping they go down a little bit, but they don't think it's going to be anything crazy. So right now they're kind of hovering between like 6 and 6.5% for government loans, which is VA, Veterans Affairs, FHA, or USDA. Some of them are at like 5.9%. I think if we get closer just to a 5%, I think the market will go crazy. There's so many different initiatives going out there, and we're hearing different things from different experts about crazy ideas of what could pass or not pass. So I don't even want to put those out there. But if those types of things happen and interest rates do go down, I think we're going to be in multiple offer city again. If they stay where they're at, I think we're going to be pretty even. We're some areas we're in more of a buyer's market. Some we're still in the seller's market. If your home is very unique and beautiful and priced right and there's not much inventory there, that's going to be a seller's market. But when you're up against new construction and there's a lot of inventory near you, it's definitely a buyer's market. So, but if they go down, we'll see that. But unless something passes soon, there's no indications that anything's going to change drastically. It's going to have to be a major bill saying, okay, we're going to allow you to port your mortgages on a new property, or we're going to instill prepayment penalties and make you have to hold on to these loans longer, that sort of thing. Until that is passed, we're not going to see much movement.
Okay. Another text has come in. So they're coming in strong at 850-437-1620. And this is Pep Talk, talking to Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Live and Rinky Realty. And this question is, I'm seeing a lot of new construction all over town. If I'm a first-time home buyer, is it better for me to buy something new or buy something used?
Well, A, if you're looking at new construction, call us because we can navigate it and we know all the deals out there. I love new construction for first-time home buyers for a few reasons. They have some really great incentives. So I got someone a 4.5% interest rate.
Wow.
And they're not a first-time home buyer, but they're moving here from Vermont. I got every penny of their closing costs covered.
Wow.
They're getting all their blinds. They're getting a fridge. Their insurance is like $900 a year, which is super cheap because
it's brand new.
And you're not inheriting someone else's problems. Mm-hmm. You're a 1920s home in East Hill, as cute as it is, your insurance is going to be super high. And things just come up all the time on an older home where you really need a nice little nest egg to be able to save for a rainy day. So the new homes are great, and we can negotiate really good deals for you because we know how to do it. And during this process with a new construction home, you get to be as nitpicky as you want as far as like if there's a chipped paint or if you just don't like the way a cabinet door closes.
Mm-hmm.
You can do all that, and it's the blue tape walkthrough, and I'm kind of notorious for going on these where it is just – there's blue tape everywhere.
So you're saying you see something that you want to fix and you put blue tape on it.
So with the buyer, sometimes they're a little nervous to do that. They're afraid they're going to hurt someone's feelings or they don't know how far they can go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you work with us, we're like, we got it. Boom, boom. And we're just putting blue tape everywhere. And the like superintendents are like, slow down, slow down. Okay, we're going one room to the next. And we do that, but then they have to fix everything.
Right.
And we also, we strongly recommend a home inspection on a new construction. Just recently, we had one, and there a sheetrock nail went through a pipe.
Oh, my goodness.
And there was a slow leak. It all got fixed. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine. But it would have been so much worse after closing, and the buyer's just freaking out. And they still would have fixed it due to our relationships with them. But then your stuff's already moved in, and it's just a whole fiasco. So things like that are super important because, like, there's no such thing as a perfect home. It's imperfect people built trying to build as perfect as they can. Mm-hmm. But a home inspection is well worth its money.
Okay, so if someone's thinking about selling their home and they know that they've got some issues, should they fix those before you come and take a look? Or is it okay for them to bring you on in and then
meet
do an inventory?
Meet with us first because we can go, that's not a big deal. That's not a big deal. Here's something we want to do. Here's my vendor who I trust, who's going to charge you a decent rate, who's not going to ghost you and not show up. If you've ever had to deal with contractors, it's awful. They don't show up. I mean, again, there's some that are good, but in general, they have other jobs. They're running late. You've sat home all day and maybe didn't go to work waiting for them.
Oh, gosh.
And maybe I'm talking from experience here.
Yes.
So we have some great contractors who show up on time. They get the job done. They do it when they say they're going to do it, and they stick to their price.
Mm-hmm.
They're not coming up with a new price after they do the job. So they want to continue those good relationships with us. So that's why meet with us so we can make this process so much better for you. And that's what we do. Like, mm-hmm. if you let us come in and help, like, we can truly help.
So you have a passion for what you do. That's clear. And that makes all the difference because I suspect you're available 24/7 almost.
Yes.
Milan says yes, her husband.
Yeah, he's like at, 10:30 p.m. I have like one eye open. It's like, ding. It's like, just put it down. That's why we have a team. So some people are up early, others are up late, and we all work together. And if you're reaching out to us for the first time, it's going to a team inbox where a highly qualified agent that I have vetted and trained can help you right away.
Great.
Like right now, as I'm on the radio, I'm not going to pick up a call. That'd be really weird and be really rude. But if you're wanting help or if your home's on the market, you want to make sure someone's answering it. So I have systems set up to make sure that every single call gets answered and returned, and our marketing is just super powered.
Okay, we've got another question that just came in. Hi, Christina. With the rise of short-term rentals downtown Pensacola, do you think that's driving up the prices for regular buyers, and is it still a good investment for someone thinking about an Airbnb or VRBO? Tough question.
I am not a big fan of investing in Airbnbs right now, especially downtown. There's too many of them. So unless you have something really special, like I have a client that has a Blue Angel Airbnb. I know someone else that had a Taylor Swift Airbnb. So if you don't have a killer location with a view,
mm-hmm.
you have to have something really unique and special. I have one that's like putting pickleball courts in the backyard. You have to find something different
right?
because it's hard to compete. So I don't think that's driving up the cost of downtown. I think that a lot of people that have Airbnbs are actually looking to sell and get out.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was a get-rich-quick type of thing, and it's not. The way I look at Airbnbs, and I've always trained like my investors to do this too, look at it as a potential of Airbnb income, but it also needs to cash flow as a normal rental. You need to have a backup plan. And if it doesn't cash flow as a normal rental, it's probably not a good idea. Unless it is just a slam dunk and there's numbers to prove it. And you have 3 years of historical data. That's one thing to look at. But looking at something that's never been Airbnb'd, like, you have to look at both of those.
Okay. Great questions this morning coming in from our listeners. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leaven Reinke Realty. And we are out of time already. Milan, it's so great to meet you.
Nice
thank you for
you.
Coming
Thanks
in.
For having us.
I can't wait to see the magic show.
I'll be here.
Okay, what's the best way for folks to
meet you? Just look up Christina Leavenworth. Find me on social. Connect there. Or the number is 850-378-1260.
Okay, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. A bientôt.
Wow.
I know some.
This is Pep Talk.